stop leaving things to Beaver. The whole plot of every show is that he's incapable of handling the things we leave to him.
Wait, oh, I see my mistake. I thought it was a real beaver, and I was like, they're so industrious. They could get this done.
Leave your taxes to beavers.
Oh, the letter you'd have to write to the IRS. I'm so sorry. I honestly thought this group of beavers was collectively a certified CPA.
Oh, man, if you ever get audited, give it a shot. Me, she loves me, but how do you know? 'Cause she rarely lies. How do you know? Don't push and don't shove me. How do you know? It's in her eyes.
Oh boy, it's Encyclopedia Brunch. My name is Tim Dobbs. With me, as ever, through the internet, it's Catherine Kogert.
Hey, it's so good to be here.
Hello, Catherine.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, and then everyone says hello to me, and circle is complete. And
now, all right.
That makes
now
it...
Now turn to your left. Hello, Tiff.
Hello, everyone.
Aww, we did it.
This was good bonding. This was good bonding.
All right, now we're going to do trust falls.
How does that work when there's three people?
Well, I think you set up like dominoes.
I see. So... Okay, so everyone falls into my arms, and then we fall backwards into Catherine's arms.
Yeah, yeah.
And while the, like, building trust
Let's
by catching
like each
other...
Let's do, like, a Hands Across America trust fall.
Oh, so, like, everyone falls into everyone else's arms. Mm-hmm. Do you think this could be also, like, a good opportunity for, like, romance across America? Like a, oh, I tripped and fell. Oh, I also tripped and fell.
Meet cutes across America.
Meet cutes across... A national day when we will all bump into each other on the street, but then secretly begin a online dating connection with each other.
An online dating connection specifically. So is this like a You've Got Mail scenario? Like everybody is Meg Ryan.
Yes. On National Meg Ryan Day, we're all Meg Ryan and we will
you
all
either
meet
own...
Tom Hanks.
You either own a big conglomerate bookstore or a small charming bookstore.
Look to your
Pick
left.
One.
Look to your right. One of you is a Meg Ryan. If neither of them is, if they're both Tom Hanks, you're the Meg Ryan.
The scared straight assembly got weird.
It's about the dangers of meeting cute.
I used to meet cute like you.
Just, you know, I'd be out there like every week. I'd be like, you know, bumping into someone, making them drop their groceries or...
Their flyers for their lost dog.
I'd be knocking
Switching
on the
phones
wrong...
with them at a bar.
Knocking on the wrong doors. I've seen it all.
My dog... needed every cute in the Tri-County area.
Oh, sure. It's all easy and simple. First, you're just like saying hello to them in a public place. But before you know it, your dog and their dog are all tangled up with each other. And then you're just like slurping the same end of spaghetti until you're kissing.
And then some evil rich lady tries to take your dog's puppies and make a coat out of them. And then where are you?
That's right. Got no dogs, no coats, and you have to look at some other evil rich lady. Your only true friend. That's right. All along, I was the evil rich lady. Now, while I've been distracting you, I've stolen all of your dogs. And then she gets in her big weird limousine car and drives away.
Turned into a heist.
No, that's the magic of it.
What is happening this week on this podcast?
This week on this podcast, we're talking about something else you can do with animal hair or sometimes human hair. Wigs, that's right, the 19th century political party, wigs. We hate Andrew Jackson, and we're here to say it this week on Encyclopedia Brunch.
Oh, it's so good to finally be able to say it out loud.
I know, we've been keeping that secret. But you know what? I really disagree with his policies towards Native Americans.
And the gold standard is just impractical.
When did we go off the gold standard with, or stay on it, or... With Andrew
I thought
Jackson?
He was a big proponent of the gold standard.
Sounds like him. I don't know specifically. One other thing that was very common with the presidents preceding Andrew Jackson was the wearing of stylish wigs, which is the other kind of wigs we're talking about this week on Encyclopedia Brunch. Oh boy, this first segment has been a real whirlwind.
Has it ever? My gosh.
What
really...
a few minutes. So acknowledging that,
let's take responsibility for our actions.
Yeah.
Sign this pledge with me to never meet cute again.
And then you have to ask someone for a pen to sign the thing, and of course you hit it off.
No. And the pen explodes. Yeah.
And then you try to give it back, but they're already gone. So you have to read the dentist office that they went to. So you go to the dentist office and you're like, hi, I have to meet this lady. We had such a connection. And there's a sassy receptionist who like helps bring you together.
Right. And then becomes your best friend.
Right. That's the thing. This is the dangers of meet cute. They're everywhere. Even when you're trying to.
Have you ever noticed how exhausting life is?
That's why we have handsome young men and coquettish young women to just meet.
So we meet so you don't have to. All right.
A new service.
Whole other service.
Let's see. One way you could meet someone is by finding out you're listening to a podcast on wigs together. Are you also listening to? You look over their shoulder.
Oh my God, it's so funny. You look over, you see they have the same cover art.
Yeah.
A very well-drawn stack of books next to a very well-drawn mimosa.
Catherine did excellent work building the Encyclopedia Brunch logo.
Oh, well, stop.
It is at this point in the podcast where you would begin to learn facts or even just anything about wigs that you could possibly mention in the conversation.
Normally, but that doesn't seem to be happening this week.
Wigs. Catherine, what's the reason that you might wear a wig?
Because you don't have any hair. Surprise!
Right.
Bet you didn't see that reason coming.
You want to look like you have some hair. Okay.
You have alopecia.
Let's do a little back and forth here. I would say, hearkening back to my abortive attempt earlier to talk about wigs, if you're a person in the 17th and 18th centuries, you may wear a wig for fashion reasons, or to denote a sort of office or status.
Yes. Okay. For status reasons, as a disguise, maybe with some Groucho Marx glasses. Mm-hmm. Did I say Groucho Marx? Excuse me.
He's just a grouchy guy named Mark.
Yeah, this Groucho Mark over here.
Or just building on that, if you're in the theater, that's a sort of disguise, right? You're wearing a wig for to play a character. Perhaps your hair isn't quite as long as the part calls for, or something else. You got any other ones?
Religious reasons.
Yeah, religious reasons. That's absolutely one for modesty, or I guess that's the big one. Okay, and I guess the last one I have is to avoid lice.
Oh yeah, say no to lice. Yeah.
Although you might accidentally meet someone in the delousing line.
Oh, you also have a pest infestation on your head. Oh, that's so cute.
Don't touch me. You're not deloused yet.
Now we both smell like lye.
Okay, so all of these possible reasons have brought me to... I was thinking around this and being like, wow, there's a lot of different... What's up with wigs? Like, there's a lot of different possible reasons to wear them, and they're all sort of interrelated, but, like, not... Those are distinct reasons, and it all became clear to me when I started thinking of hair as nature's hat.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. And fur is nature's coat.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And so I think, as a... Homo sapiens, we've lost nature's coat. We can't find it. We left our mother put our name tag on it, but it got lost in the mix. What are you gonna do? But we still have nature's hat, and so it's become very important to us. And because it has so many societal and cultural connections, because it is so important to us, mm-hmm. I would say the motto for wigs should be, when nature's hat just won't do.
Oh, I love it.
And I think that encompasses all these reasons that we said one might wear a wig. Starting with, I think we should start with kind of what appears to me to be the real, like, super practical, least culturally inflected reason to wear a wig, which is to avoid pests in your hair. Because, like, it's hard for pests to live in a lot of parts of our bodies, like, on the surface. We got this, like, inhospitable skin. But,
yeah.
But the hair, it's a real nest.
I don't know. I think my skin is quite hospitable.
Yeah?
A lot of bacteria lives on my skin, and it's happy.
That's true, but you can't see it.
Well, I don't need to see it. I know it's there. I trust that it's still there.
You say this, but, I don't know. How do you know it's happy if you can't see it?
Well, okay. I'll own up. I get a microscope and I check it in my bacteria every week. Hey guys, how's it going? So I noticed the rent's a little bit late. It's cool. It's cool. But like, if you could just get it to me by the end of the week.
And I mean, what do they say back? Are they just like, oh yeah, no, we'll totally
have it. Oh, they're
drunk.
Oh.
I mean, that's kind of reflecting on you because like, they're just eating whatever comes out of your pores, right? Is it just alcohol?
Yeah. Just, yeah.
Oh yeah, forgot you were that Svedka Vodka robot, but with a Terminator 2 style convincing skin over the top of you.
Oh, what a squad goals.
That's okay, fair. That's fair.
Man, someday we'll learn what squad goals means.
No,
but until then,
I intend not to.
Listeners, write in to Tim.
Nope.
And tell Tim
not interested.
What squad goals means.
No, I'm doing just great over here, all alone, by myself, no one telling me anything about squad goals. My squad goal is to not be in a squad.
Is to be alone.
Back in a moment, Encyclopedia Brunch.
And maybe you get up inside it, and maybe it reaches out and grabs you, and it's weird, man. Dealing with a thing could be a very beautiful experience. It could crack your brain.
Back on Encyclopedia Brunch, talking about what is it?
Periwigs.
Yeah, it's weird, right? That's like the that's where the word wig comes from, is from periwig.
Yeah, we don't call them peris.
Yeah, old pears. Well, we kind of have pears. That's already a thing, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
But I guess so is wigs.
Wigs isn't a thing.
Well, the wig party is.
WHIG.
Yeah, named after a Scottish word.
What does the Scottish word mean?
I don't know. It got really deep because, so the Whig Party in the U.S. was named after something that American patriots called themselves during the Revolution, which themselves was named after a Whig Party in the U.K. because they felt like they had similar goals. But then the Whig Party in the U.K. had something to do with a Scottish word because some other Whig thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Republican and Democrat, these don't really match up to the roots of the word.
Hmm.
Anymore, so here we are.
Yeah, we should call them I don't know, let's just we should have like an arbitrary word, like they should have to play Boggle basically, and then like whatever word comes out, that's what the party should be called.
I think we should have like a red team, blue team, double dare style. Just reduce it to its simplest parts,
just like it's all about
the
like,
loser gets slimed.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just think it's the only way we're going to survive this whole thing.
With slime? Slime is the answer.
Yeah. Or GAC, maybe.
I don't know about GAC. Can we trust it?
So, Silly Putty is GAC, right? Or are they different?
I thought they were different.
Is GAC the one that has, like, weird granules in it?
That's the thing I'm thinking of.
Okay, okay, yeah. Okay. So, what do you do with GAC?
You touch it for a bit, and then you leave it somewhere, and your mom has to clean it up.
Okay, yeah. Oh, what do you do with Silly Putty?
You press it to some newspaper, but it doesn't really transfer that good, and then it gets all gummy. And then you try to bounce it some, but it also gets gummy because it bounces into stuff. And then you leave it somewhere, and your mom has to clean it up.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, no, it's all pretty fun. Squand, pretty great. You like put it in a glass of water and then you leave the glass of water somewhere and your mom has to clean it up. Well, I mean, what other weird gooey stuff was there?
Is Squand the stuff that the it's basically just colored sand?
Yeah, but it's also what is it? It has a hydrophobic coating such that when you put it in water, it still acts like dry sand.
Okay.
Which is not like a super compelling thing. It's like, I mean, like honestly, a hoop and stick seems more interesting. At least there's something you could do with that.
Hoop and stick is going places.
Yeah, man. I mean, it is. You got to chase it. Go get your hoop.
And then you can hula hoop.
Right. Well, no. I mean, what happens is you got the hoop and stick. The hoop starts getting away from you. You chase it. You bump into a girl. She's hula hooping. And
oh,
then,
no!
Oh, no, it's back.
Back on the street.
Oh, man.
Meeting cute again.
Just cannot get away from it.
Meet sync.
So, you would wear a wig to avoid lice or other pests. This seemed to be the reason that one might wear it. The oldest references I could find were like ancient Egyptian use of wigs, where they would shave their head, even though they had a full head of hair, then get a fashion wig to wear. And it seemed to be because it's easier to avoid pests that way, because it's not like stuck to you. It's like a thing you can like leave out in the sun. And then also
silly string, that's another one that your mom has to clean up.
Oh man, she's gotta clean that up. Your mom working hard.
Yeah, all our moms working hard to clean up the junk we've left out,
like your wigs.
Sorry, moms,
you left your wig out.
My mom actually invested in a wig collection recently.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
so like collection,
they're all fun colors.
Okay, that's great.
You know, one's kind of like, you ever see Lost in Translation?
No.
Well, Lost in Translation was, I believe it was Kate Winslet and Bill Murray.
I think it's Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson, you're right. Mm-hmm. So in one scene, they're in Japan, and they're two Americans who are in Japan, and I don't know what happened. It's a real meandering
this
film.
Is but the point worst is synopsis.
Well, okay. What's Sideways about?
Sideways is about two fellas who go wine tasting and they're real neurotic and not so happy. Sandra Oh co-stars Sideways. Rent it today on DVD.
Okay, Lost in Translation is exactly like Sideways, except in Japan and no wine.
Okay. See, yeah, that was good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Jesus. So anyway, in one scene she gets a pink wig and then she wears that around. So she has one like that. Yeah.
Okay. Like a pink Lost in Translation wig.
Yeah. Like a Lost in Translation wig.
That's fun. Okay. So she wants to wear them for fashion reasons.
Yes.
And but this is key here. This is not fashion in the like 17th century way. It's fashion in the fashion statement way. She's standing out with the wig instead of fitting in with the wig.
Well, I mean, I imagine the 17th, 18th century way started as a way to stand out. And sometimes those wigs were like, let me see how big my wig can be.
That's true.
Wig size is relative to person importance.
Well, yeah, because they were hard to make. Wigs are expensive.
Especially
if they're made of human hair.
Yeah, they are very expensive. Even now.
Even now. Wigs. Through the ages. Yeah, well, so what I read, and it was hard to piece together because it turns out fashion is very hard to explain. You can kind of say who did it first sometimes, but that's, you know. But yeah, well, from what I can tell, it was a mix between a good way to avoid pests again, because again, like this was the 1600s, like pests still abounded. There's actually The Diary of Samuel Pepys is a one of our oldest, extremely detailed accounts of London life in the 1600s, because this guy just kept a diary and was like super weird about keeping it really detailed.
Okay, but if he's super weird about keeping it really detailed, then he's super weird.
Yeah, fair. So like, so maybe he's not.
His diary isn't going to be like standard London life. It's going to be like, here's how a super weirdo was in London.
Possibly, but he's self-reflective too. Okay. Well, so he talks about getting a wig and like being like, yeah, I got that wig, but I don't know, the plague's kind of going on right now. I'm not sure I want to wear the wig because, like, who knows where it came from.
Yeah.
But Big yeah, safe. So it seemed like it was partially that, but then also Louis the 13th in the French court was going bald, and he was also like a vanity thing where he was like, let's not let people quite know yet.
Also probably had a lot of health problems. That's a lot of incest.
Oh yeah, could be. Uh-huh. So why not dress it up, get a bunch of pancake makeup, get a big wig.
Totes my goats, yeah.
So, and then, you know, as goes royalty, so goes the court, and then as goes the court, so does the bourgeoisie, and on until...
You know, Real Housewives of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. The one who was the mistress of, I believe, a football player, Kim, she just shaved her head and she just wore wigs.
This is very 17th century.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. She was very 17th century, except.
Big hoop dresses.
Yeah. She had a hit single, Don't Be Tardy to the Party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty good penetration if I've heard of it.
I think so. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. I'm a little surprised over here. You are, I would say, kind of like the Scotch guard of Real Housewives trivia. Like, none of it really sticks to you.
I mean, as we know, the culture is poisonous, and I do my best to avoid taking poisons if possible. rough stuff. I don't know. I know a few things about the Housewives. One of them was married to Kelsey Grammer.
Which one was married to Kelsey Grammer?
I don't know. Belinda Grammer.
Belinda Grammer.
Yeah, that was probably the name. Scotchgard. I kind of like the idea, though, to be like totally honest. Like, I was reading about it and being like, that sounds kind of cool. You could, like, again, when nature's hat just won't do, you bring your own hat to the party. You say, you crop it close, keep it tight, have very, very manageable hair, and then you can still have the option of a much longer, more lustrous look.
Yeah, you can go blonde, you can go pink wig, you can go weird braid. One of my mom's wigs has a braid in the hair.
Do you want to go through all the wigs your mom has?
Well, that's just the three. So there's the pink one, the Lost in Translation pink wig. Uh-huh. There's the purple one with the braid and the horrible bangs. Sorry, Mom, but I think the bangs on that one are just atrocious.
So when you say the braid, you kind of made a little motion like the braid was coming down one side of the wig. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I agree. And then the other one was like a Tina Turner, like bob, real short, kind of messy. Yeah.
And it was a normal hair color.
Normal hair color. Yeah.
Okay. But that's already kind of fun. That's what I love about it. It's so fun. It's so mutable, right? Like you get to control, we're just so stuck with our bodies, you know? And like the thing about hair is that like you got to pick a hairstyle, and like you can play a little bit with hair products their episode on hair gel or pomade is what
it was. But it's such an investment because you're going to be stuck with that hair for a while.
Exactly. And this allows you to get closer and closer to that modular Svedka robot lifestyle where you just keep swapping it out, right?
Squad goals.
What if you want like a super fun nature hat? Like, you know? It's better
than
hats, too.
What if you want bird hair?
Bird hair is a possibility.
Yeah.
You could have a little nest. Also, this is another advantage of a... I think this is... when I say when nature's hat just won't do, often the reason it won't do is because you lack control because it is governed by the systems the rest of your body is, which are these sort of like semi-capricious, slow-moving... complex systems, like proteins are being made and like it all has to do with like, and you're getting older and like whereas so much of what's great about I'm not gonna say great, I think it's complex. I think so much of our impulse to have things like wigs is because we just really want to be in control of stuff, and we're like not good at understanding the complex system that is our bodies and living with it, like the actual lifestyle.
Yeah, I think jury's definitely still out on whether that is blanket good or blanket bad. but I do think it's cool that like technology is such that, and human industriousness is such that we've been able to like give ourselves that flexibility.
Yeah, I like that we're trying.
Like that's an impressive thing that we've done as a civilization.
Because it allows us to do even more complex and impressive things, like style our wig with a giant big bird's nest while it's off the head, and then just put it on the head. And you don't have to, like, have it forever.
Yeah. Totes my goats. Yeah. Oh, I gotta stop saying that. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm real sorry.
Thank you for your apology. As your penance, you have to say, you have to do 35 meet cutes during this break.
No!
Back in a moment. Encyclopedia Brunch. Oh, you have to do these penance too? Wow, it's crazy.
I wonder if here in the studio, you couldn't give us an example of a riff.
And we're back on Encyclopedia Brunch talking about wigs, periwigs.
So, Tim.
So, Catherine.
You're going to buy a wig, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why we're doing this episode.
Okay.
What is your wig going to look like?
Well, okay. So, I have like a fairly like normcore style, specifically, specifically because.
Yeah.
It is hard to
You're a modular spectrum robot.
Yeah, I don't want to commit to anything too like crazy and out there because it's just like and you know, this extends to clothes even on a much lower basis, which is like, you know, I gotta have a whole outfit. Which is like pretty doable, but like I'm at a point now where I'm like, it is awfully nice that jeans go with most things. And then when I wanna wear something that jeans don't go with, now I gotta find pants. Ugh.
Yeah. I can't imagine what that would be like.
But like the goal all right, we can take a moment here to appreciate your great sense of style.
Oh, thank you. Oh my god, no, I wasn't fishing for compliments or anything.
So are we good to move on, or do you want to take another minute with it?
Well,
wigs would be for me that I guess I should go like a little crazy, right? You should have like a lot of fun with it. I guess my first thought might be, so I was looking at one thing that I was trying to figure out before we started doing this show was it felt like a lot of those like 17th century wigs that that were worn were quite long, you know, like you talked about. It was like huge, you know, curly locks flowing everywhere. And it looked like it was just because people also wore their hair longer back then. So like it wasn't crazy. Like I look at that now and I'm like, wow, Louis XIV had big hair, but like maybe, you know, it was bigger than normal, but not too much bigger. For the fashion at the time.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. Yeah, I feel like maybe I would want to go for like a real long hair, which is not something I would have the patience to do or certainly want to deal with managing it. But I might like, yeah, go for like something like, you know, past my shoulders or something and try to style that and like have some fun with it. Wear some like man braids or whatever.
Sure.
Do as they did in the 1600s.
Play with the space.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Blonde? Brown? Pink? Lost in Translation colored?
Yeah, I mean, my thought is you change one lever at a time, right? You want to wear, you want to play with the length, play with the style without messing up with the color too much, because there's the added issue of the fact that the entire rest of my body is covered with hair because I'm a werewolf and it is constantly just about full moon, apparently, because there's just a lot of hair on this body and I worry about having to color match it. So
and you're always growling a little bit and I try to be polite, but
that would be my thought. It's like stick with a normal color because that way I don't have to like, it's not weird that my beard is a different color. What do you think?
Yeah. If you go like crazy colored, then I don't know, then it's obvious that it's a wig situation. I think this would be my move wig wise. Is to just really just make it obvious that it's a wig.
Right.
You know, because I think if you're going to embrace artifice, like embrace artifice. That's
true.
Kind of a life philosophy for me. If you live that normcore life, I'm over here living the Louis XIV. I'm definitely wearing a wig. This is totally a super wig. My face is white, pure white, ivory white.
Well, the other thing
is little red dots instead of blush.
I mean, there's something fun to it. I like the aesthetic. I mean, I actually don't like that particular aesthetic, but I like that it's committing to an aesthetic.
Yeah, definitely.
What was I going to say?
I don't know.
Well,
that's why we do a podcast, so that I can hear what you're going to say, and then I say something back.
Uh-huh. Okay, interesting.
I don't know, but here we are.
Here we
wondering
are
what you're wigs. Going to say next.
So talking about like, yeah, like embracing the artifice, I was also trying to figure out, it turns out like, these are just ungoogleable questions. Like, I think you'd have to be there at the time. But like, why did we get really into wig powder for a while? Because as the wig fad evolved. So like, you know how, okay, picture like a British barrister, right? Like, you know, these guys wearing the big
done
curly locks. It's white hair, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's because they would have these wigs. And then for reasons I cannot figure out, the style was to sort of whiten it up with this powder that was put into your wigs. Women at the time would just put it in their hair. They'd been doing it for a while. And then eventually that fashion moved into a man's wig where okay. They were like, oh, we should powder it up. Interestingly, the British levied a tax on wig powder, and this caused a decline in wig powder use, and instead wig makers just made white hair, which is kind
and
of
there
how
there was a totally unrelated wig party.
Yeah, you know, you'd think they'd be connected, but
that's amazing.
Yeah,
God, the world's a beautiful place. You ever notice that?
Yeah, I look around sometimes.
Eh.
But then I don't know, you bump into some girl listening to the Shins.
Oh no.
Next thing you're going to be telling me, I got to go yell into some pit. Don't bring your beautiful place
in. I'm just saying. Somebody's got to yell in this quarry.
Oh, I didn't realize it was like a blue collar job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, quarry yelling.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You know, old Yeller is about, it's actually about quarry yelling.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There just happened to be a dog.
Oh, there was a dog there. Yeah.
Yeah. Because dogs are dogs and they're the best ever, the movie just became about the dog.
Right. The yeah. camera slowly panned away from the quarry and it's like, I don't know what to do. We're just following this dog now. Well, here we are.
Now here we are with this dog. And it was a better movie that way.
Yeah. Good work, camera.
It turns out an hour and a half of someone screaming.
Oh, the yelling. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a good
not
movie.
Telling. Yeah.
So this artifice wig powder thing. Also, sometimes they would use blue or a violet mm-hmm. because I guess
yeah, the blue-haired ladies. Sure.
I think this is connected. I don't know. It's just like, I love the artifice, but I think it's just so weird that it like became like the thing that it became the thing that you had to do to the point where like anybody who was anyone had a big powdered white, blue, or purple wig. And that became such a status then, because if you were anybody, like you clearly had this wig, so that people in high ranking positions wore the wigs. And that is why we still have in many Commonwealth countries judges and barristers wearing these wigs, even though it's right. so silly.
It's right? Ugg boots all over again.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that Australian judges have to wear Ugg boots and put them up yeah. on the stretch out, put their Ugg boots up on the bench just to show that
on
they
the
have
Barbie.
Them.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so hot. I mean, what do you think about law people wearing those wigs?
I don't understand why it's still required.
I mean, but I think this is the whole thing, right? It's like fashion is capricious, and it just simply is like, well, it became what we do, and now it's what we do, so here we are.
Fashion is capricious, but tradition is not, and that sometimes that goes wrong.
I mean, tradition is arbitrary.
It's absolutely arbitrary. Yeah,
semi-arbitrary. Yeah. But yeah,
and it's a shame that fashion is so incredibly capricious. Such as arbitrary things just get held forever, like, oh, okay, I guess we're all just wearing wigs now, and that's what you need to do.
So you're saying this is a breakdown in the fashion tradition crossroads? Like, this,
yeah, I
this
think
is where
so.
It goes wrong.
I think it's a real failure.
I like wigs as like a sticking it to the man almost, or maybe not. It's not quite that intense, but like just like a way of standing out, a way of being
yeah.
a little more radical. But I think it's weird because there was this reversal where wigs were like what everyone wore. And so, like, I like that a lot less, because I think the advantage of the wig is its modularity, the fact that you can change it up, you can put something big and pink on, and when everyone's doing that, it's like, well, I guess the radical act is to just wear your hair cropped short and do that, and that's, like, a boring radical act. Like, it's fine, but, like, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not a lot of room to be creative.
I think I like wigs as a trifle.
Tell me more about these trifles.
Just a silly something, you know? Just like a fun thing you're doing for a night.
Yeah, would you wear a wig in the daytime?
You know, I think maybe someday. Maybe someday when my hair starts to give out on me.
Oh, but why? Like, why wait?
But why?
Is what I'm saying.
Why wait?
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I take a lot of pride in my hair as it is. It's fine. And wigs are quite expensive. Oh. And also, like, to maintain.
True.
But, you know, because, like, you have to keep them, like, non-tangled. And when you live in a small apartment, where are you keeping your wigs?
Wig hanger. They all hang upside down like bats from the ceiling.
Oh. Well, now I'm getting some ideas.
Yeah, you got some hair just hanging from your ceiling.
Yeah, maybe a project for the week.
Yeah, there you go. And with that, project for the week. I'll get the nails, you get the wigs. And we'll have a very exciting, slightly better sound-treated room for Catherine Recordin next week.
Enjoy the less echoes.
Ooh,
and me knowing grammar.
Well, until then.
Kelsey Grammar.
That's Catherine Cogart over there.
Tim Dobbs right over here.
Bye.
Bye. Toss salad and scrambled eggs.
1 Did you just finish a podcast?
Oh my God, I just finished. Were you podcasting?
Oh my God, yeah, I was. What was yours about?
Mine was about, well, it's a little bit silly, but it was, I'm embarrassed to say, I just met you, but like, it was about wigs.
Oh, that sounds really dumb.
Oh, well, bye.